Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about how we learn from experience. In the last several months while working at my desk, my Microsoft operating system popped up on my PC to remind me that it was time to update my system software. It seems to me that Microsoft always wants to update my software right in the middle of a busy workday. When the notice pops up, I have a Pavlovian response. My head and shoulders jerk back slightly. My pulse begins to beat faster, and my big forehead starts to sweat. Regarding Microsoft updates, I know better. If I say yes to Microsoft and give it the opportunity, it halts my work. The system pop-up says it will take an hour for updates, but I know that an hour will quickly turn into 2, 3, or even 24 hours. The hourglass symbol will spin endlessly on my screen. These updates will inevitably move, delete, or reformat my files on my PC beyond recognition. No thanks, I muttered under my breath. Not today, Microsoft. I like my laptop working just as it is. I know that I have to do the updates when Microsoft states, time to update your settings. I think I'm being smart by continuously delaying and resetting the update times as far out as the time settings will allow. That is until Microsoft will put up with me no more. One recent morning, I woke up early, grabbed my coffee, and sat down in my favorite chair. I felt good until I opened my laptop. The computer screen flicked on, and to my horror, Microsoft had completed the updates without me. Please wait while we restart your computer. OMG, I was too late. I waited for what seemed to be an excruciating hour for my PC to reboot and install the new updates. Then I immediately went to open my document files. Yep, there was nothing on the document list that I recognized. Damn you, Microsoft! I felt a bit of panic setting in until I reminded myself that I had installed an independent backup system, Carbonite, for just this occasion. The Microsoft updates zapped me again, but thankfully, because of several past hair-raising experiences, I restored my document files with little issue. My message is less of an endorsement for online backup systems than it is yet another critical reminder of what Einstein, or was it Abraham Lincoln, who, according to the internet, said, "The only source of knowledge comes from experience." Reportedly, the full quote that apparently can't fit on a t-shirt, coffee mug, or a meme says, "Information is not knowledge. The only source of knowledge is experience." Microsoft almost got the best of me. It may have access to information, but it is I who possess the knowledge. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.